Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
I mean, Mr. Mall, like, there's so much on this page. There's so much that you've done. It's so impressive.
What is that page?
This is your bio. Have you read it?
Oh, no. Oh, yes, I have read it.
Have you read it?
I don't know if that's the full one you've got there.
Do they work on it with you? Or do, like, who writes this?
Yeah, someone wrote it. I don't actually know who the person is, but we've had correspondence and they kind of, we have like a meeting with the label and they kind of ask about me and what I want to say kind of thing and what they need to say for me. And then someone writes it all professionally and then I kind of have to sign off on it and there's like back and forth. So I didn't write that.
Figuring it out.
Yeah.
Let's have a look here. Matthew Mole has got an amazing resume, envious of any musician. It's hard to believe that at just 24, he's achieved so much with his debut album. Many musicians only dream to achieve this in their lifetime.
See, no, I promise you, I didn't write that. I wouldn't write that kind of thing about myself.
But it's true, bro. It is. It's very impressive. Everything has true. So one of the few South Africans to have performed at the prestigious Hammersmith, Apollo venue in London, where the likes of David Bowie, Queen, and the Beatles have performed. It's very impressive.
Thank you. Thanks for reading it.
do you think that it's possible to summate you in like a page though?
I'd find it easy because I don't like to talk about myself. So like I'll have a little to say. So I mean, I think it's a bit easier for me to do it if I had to write it myself. But I mean, I don't know. I guess some people like to try and fill up as many pages as they can.
Got
to
put it in a page. How many pages have you gone through in writing the new album? How many pages of lyrics?
Okay, lyrics. Nah.
And do you even write it or do you type it? What's the process?
Yeah, I'll record it into my phone. I said that the last time I was here. And they tried to get me to play it on the phone, on the thing. But I'll try and record it so I'll kind of remember it from that. If I do need to write anything down, I'll type it, I think. I don't really write. I've written before because sometimes it has a bit of a different, obviously a different feel to typing. So, I mean, you can write and it kind of feels like you're songwriting. But, I mean, it's so much easier to just type in. It's there.
Let's talk about this process. So you come out, the home we built, it's huge, it's massive, it's like you just go, and then it's just like go. How long did that go last for? How many months until you actually even get time to think about what the follow-up's gonna be?
It went for a little while. Like I was surprised at how soon people were saying, oh, when's the next one coming? That has started happening like less than 6 months after the release, and I thought, like, I don't know how it worked. I just thought, what the hell? Like, I just released this. So let's kind of try and ride this wave for a while. But so there was maybe like 2 years, I think. It was like a year and a half, 2 years where there was like touring and stuff happening, which I was loving. It was amazing. Still love that kind of thing. Before I really got a chance to actually think about like actually sitting down and writing stuff. So I started writing. It's been about 3 years since that album, first one, was released. So there was about a year and a bit after it that I spent writing. And then we kind of recorded it and did everything else within like a few months. So yeah, so it was maybe like a year and a half of like stuff happening from that first album, which was cool. Like, it was great. Stuff still is still happening. But I mean, it was like enough for me not to have enough time to really write songs.
It's like
songs.
A cycle. How do you get into that kind of cycle though?
So I'm still trying to learn. Like, I was just kind of like, we tried to have a strategy as to what I was doing, but I was just kind of like trying to take what I could.
Yeah.
And that's always my full time thing, so I would just kind of take it on and be like, cool, I'll go here to play this show and I'll do whatever I need to do because I want to flip and get this music out there. So I mean, at the moment, it's only kind of been one like cycle of it, so I'm hoping there'll be a few cycles per
album. I'm sure
album,
there will be, yeah.
But we'll see what happens. So I feel like I kind of have an idea of how it all works, but I mean, I've got so much to learn, so we'll see how the cycles work.
what has life taught you in the past 3 years that's going to make this album run releasing on the 29th different and cool? Like, have you been through a lot of things? Has a lot of shit happened in your life? Because you write from what's happened in your life.
Yeah. That's what it says there, I think.
Yeah. Along those lines.
Yeah, I'm sure it says something
about
that.
So stuff has to happen in order for you to write about stuff.
No, that's true. Yeah. Well, kind of, like, I haven't had a whole lot of crazy things happening to me within the last 3 years, but, like, I don't know, I guess what happens to me in my life, even like if I just Ubered here now. So, I mean, the conversation I had with the Uber driver, I guess, could inspire.
What were you guys talking about?
No, nothing hectic, actually. we were actually talking about the speed bumps on the road.
Do you not drive?
No, I do. My car's being fixed, okay. So I'm Ubering. But, I mean, and also, no, it doesn't matter. I was going to say, also, you can drink. Talk about that. No, that was.
It's okay. 20 to 5 on a Thursday is fine.
Oh, it's actually early.
You're an artist.
No, but yeah. I'm joking. No. So not a whole lot is happening. Sorry. To get back to your actual question. So cool stuff has happened in my life. Like, I got married as well. So I wrote some songs about that. But
when did you get married? Nothing
in August last year.
August last year.
Yeah, so I wrote a song about that. Make a note there.
Yeah.
I wrote August a song last about
year. I'm
it.
Trying to track these 3 years. What's happened?
Okay, cool.
Okay.
So that happened.
Any babies?
No.
How long were you guys dating before you got married?
We dated for like 2 years.
2 years.
So
she got you like in the thick of this whole thing.
It was just before stuff happened, really. We met and I wanted to flip and date this girl, but she was playing like girl cards and stuff.
And now you're married.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing. Yeah. I would say that's like 7 albums.
Oh, wow. That's no, like... Yeah, like old.
What was the wedding playboy like?
No, it was cool. It was rad. It was very rad. I don't know what a lot of weddings are like, but I mean,
were you involved
awesome.
In like the, because you see, someone like you, I would predict it was very like, it was cool. It wasn't like some random wedding venue that looks like an Italian knockoff. I don't know, maybe it was.
No, I don't think so.
I didn't think it would be. Okay.
Imagine it was. No.
What did the wedding look like?
No, it was awesome. It's a place in Franschhoek. I'm from Cape Town, so we did it there. But a place in Franschhoek where, I don't know, it didn't look like Italy, but it was like a cool, I don't really know. I didn't really choose much of the stuff. I just kind of, Jess is my wife's name, I just said, when we discussed stuff, she wanted to do things and I was like, okay, cool, if we can afford that, then let's just do that. But it was like a big, there was a lot of like white walls and like wooden ceiling kind of vibes and like,
do you remember
fairy
the
lights
day
and all of that? Yeah, 22nd of August.
Oh, yeah, but so do you remember like the moments of the day?
Did yeah,
eat?
I do.
Did
I actually
you
do.
Eat at your wedding?
I flippin' ate so much food. It was amazing. I mean, a lot of people said, yeah, you're not going to eat much and you're not going to want to really drink anything and you're not going to remember anything. But I mean, I don't know. I kind of did all of those.
Who gave speeches? Because the speeches is always where it gets like it's
boring
sort of,
and emotional.
No, I don't know if it. I don't know. It depends what people were saying to you.
Okay. It was good. We didn't want it to be boring and like there's a whole lot of people there and they don't really not too interested. So we had parents and me and Jess and then the best the MCs.
Okay.
So I mean, it wasn't too hectic.
What did you take away from the day? Like as you were falling asleep that night. And you were thinking about the day, like what?
I don't know. There was so much in the day, but I mean, I guess it went like how we wanted it to go, how we imagined it to go, which is like, so I was just kind of like content, I guess. But I mean, I don't know, everything from the whole day, I guess what was pretty cool, now that you ask me about it, this is quite interesting that we're talking about just the wedding. But Jess's parents kind of really told me how cool they thought I was. And I was like, okay, well that's cool then, at least I've got the family. So I mean, I guess I don't know, but I mean the whole thing, we felt a lot of like love and stuff from everyone. There were 100 people there.
Wow.
And like that was cool to kind of see everyone really supporting us, I guess.
So did you ask for their blessing before?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
It was pretty scary.
How did that roll out? Do you ask the dad or do you ask the mom? Do you ask both together? Do you make sure she's away? How do you
I just kind of made sure she was gone and then I just went over and asked, hey guys, they kind of assumed, I think they had spoken about it or something, so they knew that I was going to chat to them about it, because I don't ever speak to them on their own. I just kind of said, hey, I'm interested in marrying your daughter and I just want to see if you guys are cool with that, and they were cool. They were like, yeah, please. So yeah, it was good.
It's very
interesting.
Cool.
Good old marriage. So you've got that note. There.
What did you think of marriage before, and then like what is it actually?
Yeah.
Do you think you've got it figured out?
No ways. Hell no. No. I just like what I thought of it. What I thought was cool about it at first was like there's this one person that you really obviously love, and you want to kind of do everything in your life with this person. So I mean that's exactly what we're doing, and it's awesome. But there's a whole lot more to it, which is also awesome. But there's parts that are difficult, like agreeing on the same things the whole time.
Did you live together before?
No, we didn't.
Okay, so it was like it's completely new.
Yeah. But it was rad. I mean, it's going well so far. So yeah.
cool.
And yourself? Not married yet?
Not married, bro. Not married. Maybe if I have an album to write, I'll...
Yeah. That's true. Maybe that'll help.
I mean, I'm sure it helps. There's got to be resonance of this marriage in this album.
One of the songs is actually... Yeah. It's called Jess's Song. It's the one I sang at our wedding. So, I mean...
Of course you sang at the wedding.
I wasn't meant to. I wasn't going to.
What do you mean? Come on. There's either a guitar on standby or there isn't.
Yeah, there was.
Like, that's planned, bro.
Yeah. No. I didn't pull it out of my sleeve.
Did you do heavy vowels and all of that? Did you
write
the vowels?
No, we just... Okay. I can't do that.
So it's just like an I do kind of...
Yeah. Well, like, you kind of repeat what the person, the guy says. Well, repeat after me. I will blah, blah, blah. And then you just, you just repeat the generic ones.
I think this is interesting because people would assume that, like, just based on having listened to your music and that, like, that your wedding, everything would be very sort of emotively thought out or...
No.
Like,
we
a lot of depth.
To be basic.
Okay.
I'm not a deep...
How drunk did everyone get?
Yeah, by the end of it, people were pretty wasted. Which is cool because, I mean, the alcohol... I don't think it mattered how much people drank. Yeah. We paid like a fixed price of that. Okay. So it was awesome. Yeah.
That's the way to go.
Yeah.
That's very cool. It says here, my songs are inspired by my family, the people that I love. They're a firm base of support and grounding. My dad told me about a dream that he had where I was running a race.
Yeah.
His job was to help me shoot off from the starting blocks. We all have an enormous amount of potential. We need to look to something far bigger than ourselves to give us what it is that we need to walk into that potential and run with it. This is what you say about the new album. The album's called Run.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of things, but in one. But yeah, that's kind of... I mean, it's nothing deep or hectic. It's just basically people need to flip and humble themselves and just kind of accept like other people's input in their lives. I mean, not like other people can they know a lot and stuff, but I mean, no one knows everything, and you kind of need to be able to be taught a little bit. So I mean, that's a lot of it's like... That's kind of what I meant when they need to look to something bigger than themselves. It's just kind of, it's not just them. It's like, it's also about other people. And
have you come to that realization and stuff? Is that why you're saying it?
No. Well, I don't think I've ever been all about myself. I've just always wanted to be about other people. So that's just kind of something that I want to say. I mean, the whole thing about my dad having a dream, that's kind of all about the support. So I've felt a lot of support from other people over the past few years, and it's been something like I never even imagined. So I just want to kind of make all of this about all these people and about as many people as I can. If that makes sense. I don't want it to be all about me. Like, obviously the band or whatever is called Matthew Moll, but like, I don't like... It's because I'm writing the songs, but I don't want it to all be about me. Like, it's just, it's not like much to that. It's a bit selfish, I think. I don't know.
Do you think that, how do you think your life is turning out?
Yeah, I'm happy. I mean, I'm 24 now, so I mean, there's a lot to still happen, but yeah, it's been cool so far. It's not what I expected, but I mean, it's been flipping rad.
Well, what did you think you'd be when you were a kid?
I didn't know. So I was one of those kids. I don't think. No, I don't think I'm like this anymore. But when I was in preschool, there was like this day or this evening where everyone would have to go up on stage and say, when I'm older, I want to be like a policeman or an astronaut, whatever. I wanted to be an artist. Like, for some reason, that's wanted to draw. I don't know why. That's what I said.
Did you draw the cover art for the last album?
Oh, no. I got someone else to do that. Nah, cool. I'm not good enough. Nah. But then when it came to the night, I wanted to say artist. When it came to that night, everyone was saying policeman. So I was like, flip, I should probably then say policeman. So I ended up saying, I want to be a policeman when I grow up, but it's no way I want to be that.
It's one of those things. So what do you want people to feel when they take a listen to the new music? Or is it really just up to them how they interpret it?
Yeah, I prefer it to be kind of how they interpret it, but I don't want it to just be completely open-ended like that. Like, I want it to be positive. I don't want them to kind of hear the music and be like, oh, I hate my life now and stuff. I want it to kind of uplift them, but I mean, like, what the songs are saying, I'm not trying to tell anyone, like, to change their lives. I just want them to be, like, encouraged, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. First single's called Run, right?
It is, yeah.
Run. I was watching, it was the music video came out a couple of days ago.
Yes, yeah.
So in the music video, someone kidnaps you, puts them in their boot, like a stalker.
Yeah.
A stalker kidnaps you and puts you in their boot, and then they try and live your life.
Yeah, that's
Or they live your life, and then they have to stop living your life at the point where they have to perform.
Yes, that's right.
Because obviously they're not going to be able to.
Yeah, that's That's exactly it.
Okay. Yeah. So, who came up with that? What is there a message? Have you had a stalker? Is there?
No. So that was. I don't know if you know Bauer Bush.
Yeah. He's so cool. Yeah,
he's amazing.
He's so cool.
Yeah. So he directed it and he came up with that concept.
Oh, that's sick.
So, like, I realized once it was out, I was like, flip, I hope people don't think I think I'm the best. And because, like, it's not that at all. I read some review where someone said, oh, yeah, after his. All of his fame that he's had, like, it's nothing like that.
Know,
it was
just bullshit.
Basically just fun. Like, yeah. It was I saw this idea that he wrote, Boa, that he sent me this cool concept, and I was like, wow, that's completely, like, different and unexpected. Yeah. So let's try it out. And he thought, like, he told me the other day, he's like, no, I didn't think it was going to work out. Well, I didn't expect it to kind of be easy. And it really kind of, it came across quite, like, cool. Like, it looks pretty rad. So there's no hidden meaning. People have said to me, oh, it's about finding your identity and being yourself. But it's just a fun video, really.
Do you, I mean, and I think this happened in our last interview as well. I go in and I'm like dissecting the lyrics and I'm thinking so much. There I go in, I'm at the wedding. He must have had, like, I don't know, the tablecloths must have been blue to symbolize the love of the dove. No. And you are not that, there's not that much meaning.
Yeah, or I like there to be meaning, like, behind stuff. So, like, the songs have some substance and they obviously mean something. But I mean, not every single thing is, like, completely, which maybe would be cool, but not everything is completely.
But you can't overthink it, though.
Yeah, exactly. I like simplicity, so that's kind of, I guess, what might be more important to all of this stuff, like to the wedding as well, and to all the songs and to the artwork and everything. There's not, like, all this meaning behind everything. Mm. It's all just kind of. Like, I'm going with kind of what I'm feeling is going to work, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Have you felt any pressure in putting this together?
I did at first, like, for the first little while when I started writing the songs, because then I obviously thought, oh, well, hopefully the radios will take this and hopefully people will buy it. And like, which is obviously, you should think that a little bit, because, I mean, that's what's going to make you money for the next few years or whatever. But I also wanted it to just be something that I would write, because the first album were all songs I wrote for fun, obviously. I didn't know I was going to make it onto an album or anything. So I just wanted to get that same idea. And it's kind of like a, like, inception. So I wanted it to have that natural feel so that it would be like the first one and hopefully people would buy it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. But there was a little bit of pressure, but, I mean, I tried not to let it
get
to me.
You got over it, yeah.
I didn't fully get over it, I guess, but I just tried not to think about it.
I think it's cool. You're such a nice guy. You brought your guitar in, so that means that you put yourself in the corner. You have to...
I can play something.
You have to do something. Let's see. I don't know if we need to put a mic. Is that a guitar?
It's a ukulele. It's a big ukulele.
A big ukulele.
In other words, yeah.
I'm trying to think if we should put a mic on the ukulele. Yeah, let's do this properly. Hang on. I can play two adverts.
Good idea.
While I play the adverts, we can mic up the ukulele.
Sweet.
Let's hoy that one over there, and then it'll sound a little bit like this.
Last year, the CEO Sleepout was the biggest fundraising event in South Africa. This year, as a proud digital media partner for the Sympathy Sleepout, Cliff Central is challenging you to rally your colleagues in a company sleepout at your offices in support of the homeless and to raise money for education. It costs only 800 Rand to register. Visit cliffcentral.com for more info.
Choice. Sometimes you have it and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. Auto Trader New Car. The choice is yours.
Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
He's got a giant ukulele, which is a very small guitar.
Yep,
and his name is Matthew Moll, and he has some songs that he would like you to hear, or some stuff he wants you to hear.
Sweet.
Go see the world and speak up your understanding. Make one thing known that we are holding merciful hands, and you are the way home. And go to the stars and keep in your mind. Built a home in your heart, and with this home will you be given the freedom of your past. And we all fall.
fall down, we all 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 fall down. Take yours and I'll take mine on the right hand side, and I'll rest and you'll find that you take rest in wine. So take these words and make them right, so one day you and I will write our names in the sky. We'll confide, I find mine on the right of your side. Oh, and I find mine on the right of your side. If I throw away my fear and pride to set things right, then I find mine on the right of your side. Down, we all fall 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 down.
I mean, what must happen now? Like, what must happen now? You see, this is what you do, bro. And then people are like, wow, it's so impressive. That's a cool feeling, right? Everyone's like, it's so impressive. No wonder the bride's parents are thrilled and think that you're cool.
Oh, that's not the only reason.
They've got Christmas covered for the rest of the time. Okay, Producer Cat, you get to ask the last question before we play Matthew's brand new tune. It's called Run. What is it, Cat?
So I'm just watching his Take Yours, I'll Take Mine music video. Oh. And like, you know the big pick and pair in William Nicol?
Yes.
That's where he shot it. Yeah. I just want to know, like, when you were shooting this video, was it like in traffic? Are people thinking like, what is this guy doing? Did he almost get run over? Like, what was the situation?
No, I'm really bad at that stuff. Like, doing these things in front of all. Singing is okay, but like pretending to act in a music video in front of people. But it was there and there was a lot of traffic. It was like peak hour.
Oh my God.
And, which was like fine, but I just felt so self-conscious in front of all these people. And the
busiest road ever, William Nicol.
So we didn't ever get knocked over by cars, but a lot of people were like saying, what the hell, what are you guys doing?
But, so the guy in the bike in the background, is that real? Like,
yeah, get into specifics, Kat.
Yeah.
I just saw this guy on a bike, like looking at him like, what is this guy doing with a guitar in the middle of the road?
Yeah, so I mean, I didn't see like a lot of that. Luckily, there was a camera guy that was trying to look for people that were thinking like, what is this guy doing?
He definitely caught one of those.
Oh yeah, so luckily he got some.
Cool.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for seeing all the detail.
Listen, dude, it's always such a pleasure to have you on. I'm very excited for the new album. You remain the nicest guy.
Thank you.
One final word.
Go and buy my CD. Power. I was thinking about it just now. I was like, if you ask me that, like, I can't come up with something deep because no one's going to really
buy.
Care.
Buy, bro. Buy.
Oh, word.
Word. Buy. Buy can be the word.
Yeah, buy.
Yeah.
I need food and food. Yeah. That's two words.
But he's going to give you the word run in exchange for you to buy. So that's how
that's
that whole perfect.
Process. That's amazing.
Matthew Mole, thanks so much for stopping by. The album is called Run. It's out on the 29th of July, 2016. That's in a couple of days. This is the lead single off that brand new album. The video is also really cool. You can check it out on YouTube. Mr. Mole, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm gonna find it this way. I'm never gonna break. I'm never gonna break. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.